We're talking about here now that the person that gave the security gave it over to the Malvim. He gave it into the either the Goyz Rishus or else they gave it over to the Yisrael Rishus. That the person that gave over the Chometz put it into the other person's Rishus. If it didn't put it into his rishus, could be the kuli alma mikan lo bol goiva. Everybody will hold, you only collect it from the time you are goiva. So then, the pshat and the resha, why did the first man the yama says, you're not oiver? What was the first case again? Yisrael shilvul anochri. If Yisrael lent money to a goy, al chemsoy, on the goy's chomitz, the yachra pesach ain't a roiver. You're not oiver. Now we're talking about now the goy gave it from Ashken to the Yisrael, and it's in the Yisrael's rishus. Still, the Tanakhama says ain't a oiver. Mishum Rameya wama oiver. Rameya says no, he is oiver. So it's talking about now that on Pesach the Yisrael has this chometz that really belongs to a goy. Just the goy gave it from Ashken to Yisrael. So going there, everybody holds mikan labohu goyvim. Right now, before the Yisrael collects it, really it doesn't belong to me. Really, it's the goy's chometz. In other words, the Yisrael gave a goy $100 a week before Pesach. And the goy now gave $100 worth of bread to the Yisrael, saying, hold on to it, this is security. So the goy now, right now, really, the Yisrael is not koina. It's only mikan labo. So then it's shver atanakam, why does Ramey say he's over? What did Yisrael do wrong? The chur of this chometz still belongs to the goy. Why do I care if the Yisrael is holding it from Ashken, but it's still the goy's chometz? What's the machlokes? Or kamifla gibe the Rav Yitzchak. The machlokes says in Rav Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says a halacha like this. Minayin labal choyv shekoyna mashkin. There's a new halacha. If I lent you $100 and you give me a mashkin, you give me security, you say, here, hold on to this watch. It's worth $100. So we say, right now, when you're holding on to the watch, it's considered your kind of the watch. A mashkin gives you a kinyan as if you own the security. That's what Yitzchak's chiddush. How do we know that? Even though really the watch still belongs to the leiva. I'm just saying, hold on to it for guarantee. And the chur going now later at the end of the month, if I don't pay you up, then you keep the watch. But right now, the watch still belongs to me. Still, Rav Yitzchak says, no, you have a gevissimus kinyan in this watch. What's the raya? Shenema, the posuk says, l'cho tiyetzdoka. That's the case if I lent a poor person money and he gave me his blanket or his pillow from Ashken. So the posuk says, when it comes at night time, go give him back his pillow because he needs it to sleep with. So the posuk says, if you give it back to him at night, you get tzedaka. It's called tzedaka for you. So Gemara says, "Imeinu koina mashkin, stoki minayin." If it's not the pshat that when he gave me the pillow, I own the pillow right now, so why do I get stuck if I give it back to him? If the pshat is his pillow, I'm just holding on to it for security. So I give it back to him at night, why do I get stuck for? Why does he give me yashkoyach? It's his blanket, it's his pillow, he's taking it back. Since the Torah says no, I get stuck for it, it's Raya, I have a kinyan on this mashkin right now. And when I give up my kinyan at night and give you back the pillow, I get stuck for it. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. Is min lechot ben zaka imenu kaina mashkin zaka minayin? Yeah, mikan labal choy shekaina mashkin. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. So whenever you're holding on to a mashkin, even though really it's not yours 100%, but you have a kinyan, it's considered you have a kinyan in the mashkin. It's like yours. Now Tanakama says, Hani mili. When do we say when you get security, you're holding on to the mashkin, you have a kinyan in it? Hani mili Yisrael mi Yisrael. It's only if one Yisrael would give it to another Yisrael. Who the Karin in Beilachot Yitzdokah? That's what the Torah is saying. Now give back the pillow at night to the person you took it from, and you get stuck for that. Avi Yisrael minachri loikoni. But if a Yisrael takes a mashkin from a goy, there's no kinyan mashkin. So that's Tana Tanakama here. That the Yisrael lent money to a goy a week before Pesach. Now the goy took $100 worth of bread and gave it to the Yisrael to hold with Torah Samashkin. So Tanakama says, ain't a roiver. The Yisrael is not roiver by Yerobai Yimots on this chometz. Because this chometz is the Goyish chometz. I have it from Ashken right now, but when Yisrael holds the Goyish Ashken, you don't have this chish ulochoti etzdoka. He holds the Torah, talking about a Ashken only, a Yisrael from another Yisrael. Then you have a kinyan. But when Yisrael takes it from a Goy, you don't have a kinyan in his Ashken. Therefore, it's considered like the chometz still belongs to the Goy, therefore it's mutter. For Rameyah Savano, Rameyah holds for sure the Yisrael has a kinyan in this Goyish Mashkin. Kal v'chaymer, Yisrael mi Yisrael koni, madach one Yisrael from another Yisrael, if Reuven gives Shimon a Mashkin. We say Shimon's kind of my Mashkin, Yisrael mi nochri like Koshkin. It's a kal v'chaymer like a nochri is a less of a madreg, he's a lower darga than Yisrael. So for sure, if a Goy gives me a Mashkin, I'm holding on to the Mashkin, for sure I should be kind of the Mashkin. That's Rameyah Savano. Therefore, here the goy gave $100 worth of bread to the Yisrael to hold on to it. So really, it's not mine. It's still the goy's, because we're going now according to Rava Mikan Labohu Goyza. It's first the week after Pesach when he doesn't pay me the money and I keep the bread. That's when it's mine. But since throughout Pesach I'm holding on to it and I have this new Kinyan Mashkin like a Yitzchus Mechadish, that makes it that it's chomish all over Pesach. That's for Meis Mor. Avonoch Rishul Ves Yisrael. This is now the safe is very good. But when a goy lent money to a Yisrael, Al Chemsoy. Now the Yisrael goes and gives $100 worth of bread to the goy and says, here, hold on to it for security. Is achra Pesach divrei hakolayver. After Pesach, everybody holds that's called chometz, show over Pesach. Why? I, the Yisrael, gave it to the goy. Like we're saying now, the goy doesn't really own it. We're going now mekan labohu goyver. So Ralph Pesach is still the Yisrael's chometz. If the Yisrael will pay back the money, the $100, he'll get back his bread. So this bread really is the Yisrael's bread. He only gave the bread that the goy should hold on to it from Ashkin for security. So here, Hosam Vaday, Nochrim Yisrael Leikoni. Here everybody holds, the Pasuk is not talking about Lochoti Yitzdokom, that if you give your pillow to a goy, and a goy gives it back to you at night time, the Pasuk for sure is not talking about a goy. Lochoti Yitzdok is just saying, if a Yisrael that took a Mashkin gives it back to the labor at night, that Yisrael gets Dokom. But by a goy, for sure, there's no Kinyan Mashkin. This everybody holds. Therefore, this Bryce is not a Kasha in Rava, but Adrab comes out very good according to Rava. Everybody holds, really, you first collect it when you get it. Mikan la bohu goivam. But the Machlaik is here, a new Svar in a Mashkin. If you're holding a security, do you have a Kinyan Mashkin? From this new Pasuk, Lochoti Yitzdokom. So Machlaik says, when do we say it? From a Yisrael to a Yisrael, everybody says it. If a Yisrael is holding a Goyish Mashkin, it's a Machlaikis. But when a Goy holds a Yisrael's Mashkin, everybody holds, it's no good. There's no Kinyan. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Nochri Shilves Yisrael. If a Goy lent money to Yisrael, Al Chemtsoy, and the Goy took back now a Mashkin, he took a Yisrael's Mashkin of Chometz. Hey, the Goy lent $100 to Yisrael, so the Goy said, give me security. So the Yisrael took $100 worth of bread and gave it to the Goy. Is Achara Pesach, our Mishnah says, after Pesach now, Mutabano, that it's not called Chometz of all of a Pesach, it's Mutabano. The Kasher is why? Even if you want to tell me the Yisrael when it took this chometz and put it in the Goy's Rishus, but so what? According to Rava, we say Mikan Labohu Goyva. So calls the man, it didn't come the time to pay up now, it's still considered the Yisrael's chometz. So it's still the Goy's. It's still the Yisrael's. What do you want to say? The Yisrael gave it to the Goy, so the Goy is holding it from Ashkin. Abba Armand, you just got finished saying, Nochrim Yisrael Lekoni. Everybody holds that if a goy is holding a Yiddish Mashkin, the goy is not kind of the Mashkin. So who does it belong to? It belongs to the Yisrael. So why is this chometz mutter after Pesach? This is Yiddish chometz that was over our Pesach. It should be also by Noam. The Yisrael still owns this chometz. What do I care if he gave it to the goy? So what if he gave it to the goy? The goy is not kind of it. He's not kind of the Mashkin. It still belongs to the Yisrael. The Yisrael has the right still to pay up money and get back his bread. It's still his bread. Of the Gemara, Hadiyom Alei Meyachshev. Yet is that sign now Mishnah where you said Beferish Meyachshev means the Yisrael, when he gave his $100 worth of bread to the guy, he said, spoke out Meyachshev, that when it comes out after the 3 weeks, if I don't pay you back the money, I want it to be considered as if right now this bread belongs to you. So where is the Machlokes Abaye Barova when you don't speak out Meyachshev from right now? But if you speak out, I'm giving you this bread. And I'm telling you right now that if I don't pay you back in 2 weeks, it belongs to you right now. Pshita, that helps. If I said Meyachshev right now, there it's good. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When the Yisrael gave the chometz to the guy, he told the guy, if I don't pay you in 2 weeks, from right now this bread belongs to you. Or Bezoi, if you didn't pay him at the end of 2 weeks, so when did the guy own the bread? From 2 weeks before Pesach, therefore it's Mutav Anot. And the price is before, when is Rava talking about that we say Mikan Labor? When you didn't speak out Miyachshev. So the Mora Minot Terimri, how do I know this? There's such a difference. How do I know the difference if you speak out Miyachshev or not? The Tanya we learned. Nochri, Shehirin, Pas, Purni, Eitzah Yisrael. A goy that has a Pas, Purni, Rasha, that's big bread that you bake in a nice big oven, a nice big fat bread. And he gave it to a Yisrael from Ashkin. Hey, so the guy borrowed money from a Yisrael. The Yisrael said, give me security. So the guy went and gave him a nice big fat bread for security. Is ain't a waiver. The Yisrael is not over by your Yimotzei. Why? Because the Yisrael is not kind of the Mashkin. And Pashu is saying, Mikan Labo, so right now it still belongs to the guy, it's mutter. The Imam Allah Higaticho, but if the guy says, you should know that if I don't pay you up the money, I want you to keep it from right now, Higaticho means like you're getting it right now, like Miyashrab, then either. Then we say yes. If the guy doesn't pay up money later, we look as if this bread belonged to the Yisrael right now, and therefore, throughout Pesach, it belongs to the Yisrael, he's over. So the kashra is maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference if he said higaticha or not? El olav shemamina. Here's a clear raya. We see from here clearly, shani hecha, the difference. When you say, v'yom le miyachshav, hecha higaticha means I'm telling you that if I don't pay you up in 2 weeks, from right now, the bread belongs to you. That's what the guy told the Yisrael. So therefore, we consider right now the bread belongs to the Yisrael. So now, throughout Pesach, it's mamish chametz shavu of a Pesach. And lehecha de lo yamalei miyachshav. Mashenka, in the first case, when you don't say miyachshav, then we say, when does the Yisrael get the chametz? First 2 weeks after Pesach, when the guy doesn't pay up the money, that's when you collect the bread. But throughout Pesach, the bread belonged to the guy. Therefore, it's mutish mamina. There's such a difference. Turn around, buddy. Look at a price like this. Chanus shal Yisrael. If a Yid owns a store, or Maloyi shal Yisrael, all the products in the store belongs to the Yisrael. So in the Yisrael, Poshet has chametz in his store. Or perlei nochrim nichnosim l'shom. And Yigayisha workers come into the store throughout Pesach, come in there. Is alocha chametz shenim shesham achra Pesach. If you find any chametz in this store after Pesach, is also banor. It's also banor the chametz. Why? Because since the storekeeper is a Yisrael, and he owns the stuff in the store. So now this chametz, we have a suffix, where did this bread come from? Was this part of the bread that the storekeeper was selling from before Pesach, and he left it in the store the whole Pesach? So then it will be also banor. Or the other side is no, maybe the palim, the workers that worked there throughout Pesach, they came in with their bread, and they left their bread there, and that bread will be mutter banor, because that's goyisha bread. So we have a suffix, where did this bread come from? We're more mistavra it came from the actual store. Because since the store sold bread before Pesach, it's mistavra, that's the bread that was there from before Pesach, and it's a Yiddish bread, therefore it's also banor. Then no, if he sold his chametz, it will be okay. Somebody didn't sell his chametz. The ain't sorach leima v'achila, navad v'sasa v'achila. What about the opposite way? Chanush shel nochri. This is a goyish store. Umaloyi shel nochri. All the food in there belongs to the goy. So the guy has chametz on Pesach, it's mutter. Upoyla Yisrael nechnasim v'yotzim l'shon. And Yiddish workers come in there and work there. Either before Pesach or after Pesach. Is chametz shenim shesham achre Pesach mutter b'achila. And even if these Yiddish workers work there from before Pesach. Hey, Mustam Moran Pesach, we're not going to be choshed. The Yisrael comes and works and drops bread in there. Now usually a Yisrael doesn't have bread on Pesach. Now it could be the Yid was working there even a week before Pesach. Let's be afraid, maybe when the Yisrael came to work a week before Pesach, this was his sandwich, his lunch sandwich, that he forgot there. And maybe you're finding now the Yisrael's lunch sandwich that was there from before Pesach, that it should be Yosef Banor. Here we say now it's mutter. Is afak Yisrael nechav yet musham, chomet shenim tzusham achar Pesach mutter b'achilo. Ve'en tzoch loyma banor. Here pshita, the bread you find after Pesach, we have a right to say that most probably this is the bread that came from the actual store itself, that this is a store that's selling bread. Who owns the store? Guy. And who owns the bread? The guy. So it's more mistavra, what's more in the store is the bread that belongs there. So this bread, you can be told, it says also it came from the guy's store. And therefore it's mutter b'achilo mutter banor. You don't have to be afraid, maybe the Yisrael left his lunch sandwich there from before Pesach. And just one more Mishnah. Chometz shenofel olav ma'polis. If chometz that a ma'polis means a bunch of stones fell on top of your chometz before Pesach, is a reyukim avuyer. It's considered like the chometz is burnt up already. You don't have to make a bedika for it. We have a shulman gamliyoloi there. How much does it have to be covered up with stones? Kol shein akelav yochel achapesh achrim. It has to have at least 3 tevachim of stones on top of it. Then we say a dog that has a good sense of smell, he'll smell it, but he can't get to it because it's covered up too much. If it was less than 3 tevachim, a dog will smell it and get to it. That's not called kimavuyim. Because you have to be afraid on Pesach, a dog will come and start to get it and uncover the stones and you'll have chametz in your rishus. Omer Rav Chizda v'tzorach shivata b'liba. But you have to know, even though the ma'polis fell on it, that's only as far as the rabbanon said you don't have to make a bedika. But a kolpon of the chametz still belongs to you. Therefore, about you have to make a bittul. But you're right, so you have to be mevatel your chametz. Now, after you mevatel the chametz, usually with rabbanon, you still have to make a bedika. Here, if you know for sure that the wall caved in on top of your chametz, you don't have to check it out. Tona kama chavishas hakelim. How deep down is it considered that a dog can't get to it? Shloisha tfachim. If three tfachim high, 12 inches, is covered up with stones, you don't have to get to it. Omle ravacha b'reid rav yoyster ravashi. Hodi yom eshmul. That's what Shmuel says. Tsofim, if somebody is watching money, you're a shay mechinim, or shay mesacha, whatever, you're watching somebody else's money, and now you have to watch it. Ein lem shmir yelo bekarka. The only way you can watch somebody's money is putting it into the karka, digging it in the ground. Because you leave it in your house, you have to know God nothing come in there, it may get burnt up. It's not called a good shmirah. Money, you have to be afraid somebody may steal it. The only shmirah you have to ksof him is putting it in the ground. Yeah. So now the shalom is, mi bin ishlach tfachim aloi, shleish tfachim aloi. According to Shmuel, that the only way you can say you really watch the money good is in the ground. How deep down in the ground you have to put it? Nis rit tfachim anat. Omalei, hocha mishum reicha, by chametz we're afraid a dog will smell the chametz and a goat to try and get to it, being in shleish tfachim. That's why you have to put it, that has to be covered up so much with rit tfachim. So the dog shouldn't smell the bread. Abahosam over there by money, we're not afraid a dog will smell the money. It has to be covered up from the ganav. The ganav can't see it. So as long as it's covered up, it's good. You don't have to have shloisha tefachim. As long as it's covered up a little bit, we're not afraid a ganav will find it. The kama, but how much does it have to be covered up? Amarafris bar papa mesichra tefach. Rafris bar papa from the town of Sichra says it has to be covered up lisa tefach. That's the place he came. As you have to cover up money, at least a tefach, that's called a good shemira. Less than that, you're not called a good shemir. And if something happens to it, it's considered your pashaya. Alright, let's stop here. You hold the Mishnah, the Flamed Aleph from the base. About a Mishnah. Hoichel Truma Chometz Pesach. If somebody eats Truma, that's chometz on Pesach. You have a piece of a bread, that's truma. You made a truma from before Pesach, and now it became Pesach, and you weighed it b'shoigi. Is alocha mishalem kerem v'chomish. You have the regular alocha, that you pay a kerem v'chomish. That's the alocha of the Yisrael, each truma. The b'shoigi, alocha is you have to pay back chomish, a kerem and a chomish. You have to eat another fifth. B'mezid, if you eat a b'mezid, the alocha is poter mitashlumim. If you eat it on Pesach, you eat chometz on Pesach, that's truma, you potem mitashlumim, umidmeyetim. You don't have to pay back anything. So Rashi explains, the shogig means sheshogag betruma. You forgot this bread is truma. The afilu hazed bechometz, even if you ate it bemezid, so the chometz. Like yechayiv chorus, so what? Since you ate the truma b'shegeg, this is halacha, whenever you eat truma for Yisrael, eat truma b'shegeg, he has to pay to the Kohen a keren and a chaymish. Mishalam keren b'chaymish. V'yaf agav lehevei shavim midi, this is the kasha, the chura chometz on Pesach is not worth anything. The chometz on Pesach osa bano. Miyu shegeg the truma d'yachsivbei, v'chamishisa yosef olov. The Torah says if you eat truma, so you have to pay back the keren, the value of it to the kohen, and you have to add another fifth. If it was worth of $4, you have to pay back one fifth more. The nosan la kohen es hakodesh. The pasuk says you have to give to the kohen the kodesh. That means we dashin dover haroyus lias kodesh. She'eino yochol l'shalom loy hamoyis. You can't pay back money. Eloha peris. You have to pay back the kohen peris. V'yatashlumim nasin truma. That's halacha. When you eat truma b'shegeg, when you pay back, you have to give back peris, and this peris automatically becomes truma. Kidla kamon. So we say now, lav lefi domim mishalim. Halacha is, if you ate an apple from a kohen that was truma, you don't have to pay back the value of the apple. Ela lefi midim mishalim. This is one way to learn. Halacha is, if you ate one apple, you have to pay back another apple. Lefi midah. How much you took away, that's how much you have to give back. Even though it's not worth anything. Hilkach, lav bosa domim azlinim. By truma, we don't go bosa how much it was worth. Like here, you ate truma, that was chometz on Pesach. It's not worth anything. It's also banor. Still, we say, if you ate a b'shegeg, you have the chiv to pay back to the kohen a bread. Or you have to pay back another piece of bread. You can't pay it back on Pesach, b'shtetzif. So you have to give it back after Pesach. After Pesach, give him back chometz. And you have to be meisiv another fifth. That's the loch of the Mishnah. If you do it b'mezid though, Rashi says shehezid b'truma. If you're mezid, as you knew this bread was truma, and you went and ate it, or Yisrael went to eat it, he's potter to pay back. Why? So Rashi says, afilu shogag b'chomitz, even if you did not know it was Pesach, still potter min atashlumim. Or midmei eitzim, im truma tamei, if the truma was tamei, and all the kohen could do with it is just use it to burn it, to have hanor from the burning, ein mishalim loy, dimei eitzim. You don't have to pay back to the kohen the dimei, the money, how much the eitzim was worth. Why? Mishum de truma mezid ain bochaimish. That's the locha. If you eat truma the mezid, then there's no din to pay back an extra fifth. The ain the ain tashlum mele kapora. The klal is, if you ate it the mezid, when you're paying back, it's not called a special kapora. You get the forgiveness by paying back. V'einas in truma. Who are din when you pay back? You don't have to give back peiris. It doesn't become truma. You sound like a regular gazlan, like you stole from the kohen. You have to pay him back money. That's what the Torah says. You have to pay back an extra fifth, which is a pshat that's called the kaporam. That's only if you ate truma b'shogeg. You forgot. You didn't realize it was truma. Avu mezid. But if you know it's truma, and the Yisrael goes and eats truma, the locher is einoy ela kishar gazlan bialma. You're like a regular gazlan. You're stealing from the kohen. O mishale mois. You have to pay back the kohen the money. And how much? Olufi domim. You have to pay back the kohen how much it was worth to the kohen b'shas you stole it. Like every gazlan, you pay k'shas agzela. V'lein lufi yamida. You don't pay back how many pounds of apples you took. You pay back how much it's worth. Now here, you ate this bread on Pesach. V'chom es b'pesach la ba'domim. It's not worth a penny. V'yose ba'no. A kohen can't even use this truma to burn it. It's mamash osabano. Therefore, it's not considered you stole anything from the kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you ate the chometz on Pesach, the mezid, you put the mitashlumim. Because when you eat truma, the mezid, it's called like you stole from the kohen. Here, it's osabano. You didn't steal a penny from the kohen. You don't have to pay back anything. But if you eat it b'shegeg, b'shegeg the halacha is, if you eat truma b'shegeg, there's a new halacha. It's not called you're paying back b'teres a gazlin, but it's rather called back b'teres a kaporam, that you have to pay back l'fi mida mishalin. How much you took, that's how much you have to pay back, and it becomes truma automatically, and you have to be moist of a chaymish. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, even on Pesach, that chometz is something, and you have to pay back, after Pesach, you have to give the kohen back, keren, that midom, how much bread you took, you have to pay back, and you have to add another fifth to it. So, Gemara, Tanan Hossam, learned the Mishnah in Trumas, Ho'echel Truma B'shoigig, Stam, if a Yisrael goes and eats Truma, one Yisrael was mafresh to Truma, you have payers growing in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off Truma Semaisus, now a Yisrael went and ate the Truma, is B'shoigig Mishalan Keren V'chaymish, Echad Ho'echel, whether you ate the Truma, V'yechad HaShoysa, whether the Yisrael drank it, in other words, you had grapes, and you made wine out of it, and you drank the wine, that's also Chayiv, V'yechad